Hey, Carolyn, it's Jimmy Allen. How are you?
Jimmy, it's so good to talk to you.
Was that you trying to call me just now?
That was.
Okay, because it popped up potential spam.
I've been called worse. It is good to be able to catch up with you. I haven't seen you since our street party.
Oh, yeah. Good time.
That crowd was great. Like, I'd heard stories about how a street party gets lit, as they say.
For sure.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it was lit city for sure.
It definitely was. I have so many things to congratulate you on. I mean, the engagement, Baby Allen coming, another huge hit for you, and coming back to Boston on Friday. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
Six-string grill and stage in Foxborough. Just some huge things going on in the life of Jimmy Allen.
Especially coming back to Boston.
Oh, come on. Over the coming of your baby girl?
Yeah. I'm excited about her. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
She's going to wrap you right around her finger.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
It is the truth. Well, and congratulations on the engagement, you know, with Valentine's.
Oh, thank you.
You're such a romantic.
I am, for sure.
Yeah, and that's why you're a Disney fan, I would think, because that's all about romance of life.
It is. Well, romance, life, love, chasing dreams, you know, it's good stuff. I love my Disney.
Valentine's Day coming. Tell us a little something about how you guys met. You and Alexis.
It was one of those things where my cousin had, you know, told me about her for the first time like 4 or 5 years ago. And we hung out. And, you know, we dated for a little bit and then stopped and talked for a little bit again. But it was never like bad blood. It was just, you know, bad timing.
So you were set up by your cousin and then it wasn't the right time until now.
Exactly.
Now let's talk music, Jimmy Allen. What's going on? I hear some good things coming.
Yeah, I got the Noah Cyrus song comes out. This month, not sure exactly the date. I think like the 20-something.
Okay.
So super excited about that.
And what's it called?
This Is Us.
So it's you and Noah Cyrus, sister of Miley, daughter of Billy Ray. How would you describe this duet?
It's kind of like, it's like polka.
And there it is. A guaranteed hit.
I think a mix between Tim McGraw, who played that in Faith Hill song. What was that called?
It's Your Love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Think that mixed with One Republic.
Cool.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. You know, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of hard because, you know, we kind of took the approach for like a pop type story. But it has like a little bit of traditional type production and chorus and stuff with the lap steel. And we use the percussions from like a more of a rock sound.
Yeah.
So it's kind of all over the place.
A smorgasbord. Certainly looking forward to that, Jimmy. In the meantime, we are still riding your latest single, Make Me Want To. Been all over that for a long time.
Yeah, and I appreciate y'all support too, because y'all were, you know, one of the first ones on it. So
yeah,
it's been great to have support the entire time too. So
well, we love us some Jimmy Allen, that is for sure. Before you go, some quick fast facts, okay? Before we go see you on Friday at Six String Grill and Stage. Here we go. First country song you fell in love with?
Ain't Nothing Wrong With The Radio by Aaron Tippin.
Wow, way backer. I love that. Haven't heard that in forever. Best concert you've ever been to?
Matchbox 20.
Oh, good. Go-to junk food?
Go-to junk food for me, either Twinkies or strawberry Pop-Tarts.
A nutritionist nightmare. I like those cinnamon Pop-Tarts, but any Pop-Tart's a good Pop-Tart.
I love
them. Right before a performance, you what?
Do 2 shots of Maker's Mark.
And boom, you're raring to go.
Me and my band are pre-show. And I kiss my fiance.
Aw. And something you love about Boston, Jimmy Allen?
Something I love about Boston?
Yes, sir.
Oh, when your Celtics let my Lakers win a championship. It's like, nah, I took it.
Yeah, that is truly one of the great rivalries.
Nah, I love about Boston. I love the, everything feels like, everywhere I go, you know, you see families everywhere. Everything feels like a family vibe.
Oh, that's an interesting take on it.
The
I like that.
Or what? Yeah, because everywhere I go, I've seen so many family-owned restaurants and just the closeness of, you know, people when I see them at stores and stuff like that. It's pretty cool to see.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time. We will see you Friday night at Six String. Have a great day.
I'll see y'all there.
All right.
Yeah, me and my friend Stephanie Quayle.
Yeah, that's right. We love Stephanie. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's awesome.
Thank you so much,
Jimmy. Thank y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.